Hey, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, it's Nadine. I'm sorry. I thought I was getting your voicemail because the phone cut out when I was trying to leave you a voicemail just a minute ago. This is Nadine with Local Splash. I spoke with you yesterday.
Yes, I've been waiting for you. I was on a call, on a business call, and so I didn't want to hang
call
up.
Oh, you back? I can call
no,
you
no,
back.
That's fine. No, okay. That's fine. I'm okay.
Okay. Yeah, and I know, and the phone cut me off, and then I said, oh, let me call back and leave him a message, and then you picked up. So I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Wish you.
Okay. Where's my wallet? Okay, so what we're doing is, what are you offering again?
Okay,
break it down.
So you and I, yes, sir. So we were talking about the local only package. That was the one that you were thinking of starting with, and that's at the $199 a month with a $99 setup fee. So you're looking at $298 to get it started, $199 every month after that. What that would include is us taking your Google Business profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there. We do the content creation on Bing, and then it looks like you already have Yelp. So with the Yelp, like if we're updating,
well, I just canceled Yelp right now. That's what I was on the phone for.
Oh, got it. Okay, so yeah, we don't do anything with Yelp other than like if we're updating your pictures, we'll update it there too, but we don't do anything like as far as Yelp ads, right? And then
That's okay. I don't mind that. The reason why I canceled with Yelp is it was going to take them 29 days to make the changes. How long is it going to take you to make the changes?
Well, with our, so how our whole program works is once you have your client interview, which is typically scheduled the same day, if not no later than the following day, because the sooner you get through it, the faster you're moving. So with our timeline, within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. You can also start tracking your results. The first page placement on Google, and we said this to you in writing, the timeline for the first page, we're always going to stick to 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be our promise. Now, I have seen at times where it's happened sooner. However, I will still stick to the 45 to 60 days because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Now, do keep in mind you already have your Google Business profile, if I'm not mistaken. It is a matter of you adding us on as managers, okay? You continue to hold the ownership. You just list us as managers so that we can optimize it and manage it on the first page. Could possibly happen sooner for you, but I'm still going to stick to the 45 to 60.
That's a long time.
It's not going to happen overnight. Any company, I will tell you this, Robert, in all honesty, a company that's a Google Channel partner can give you that kind of a timeline. Anyone who's not, it's going to take them 6 months.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, and that's why I like to be very upfront. One of the other packages that I would have offered you, but I didn't because you were like, I don't like Facebook. Okay, is our Platinum package. The Platinum package has Google and Facebook marketing. Have you ever seen a Facebook ad?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I get ads now and then.
Okay. So, like, our package that includes the Facebook ads with the Google placement and everything else, that runs you $50 more. It's $249 a month. Okay? But that includes Facebook ads, you're not being charged per click because you pay a flat rate. And with the Facebook ads, those are up running within 7 to 14 days. We could retarget an audience for you by interest, income level, or by location. We could either have them when they click on your Facebook ad, call you directly, or go straight to your website. I know a lot of our clients have had great results with the Facebook ads. And it is an additional, it's, you know, you're looking at $50 more. But for $249, I mean, the difference of $50, you're getting Facebook advertising included. That we would be managing the Facebook ads.
And that's all in my area.
Correct.
That's not in Arizona, Nevada, or...
No.
It's right here.
Right in your area, absolutely. So, like, for that package, you're looking at the initial investment would be $348 because it's the $249 plus the $99 setup fee. But then every month after that, it's $249 a month.
Okay. And that would start within 7 to 14 days?
The Facebook ads start within 7 to 14 days, yeah. Those go up a lot sooner. It's the local listing first page that does take a little bit longer, you know. But, again, you could be on the first page within, like, who knows, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't know. But I still safely will say 45 to 60 days. I would rather play it safe, okay?
But Facebook in 7 to 14 days. Okay.
Facebook ads are 7 to 14, yeah. And that's a good thing because those can already start generating phone calls for you too. Now, do keep in mind, you know, because everything does still take time, right? It's not overnight that you're up there. Is why we ask for the 2-month verbal agreement. Basically, we're asking you, Robert, stick it out 2 months, okay? But you pay monthly. If at any time you decide, listen, I just want to discontinue services, all I'm going to ask from you is make sure you call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge and we simply part as friends.
Okay, and so I call and talk to somebody and we cancel it over the phone. Okay.
Correct. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, as long as, because you want to make sure that you call, so this way you're not being charged on your billing date. Your billing date would always be the 28th of each month.
Oh, okay. And what do you require from me?
What I require from you is an email address, because that's where we send your receipt, correspondence from us as well. We're going to verify information just to make sure that your business name is listed correctly, correct phone number, the business name's written correctly. You and I are going to go over some notes for my technician so that they know where to start from. We're going to schedule your client interview. If not today, it'll be scheduled no later than tomorrow because I like to get you through that as quickly as possible because that means we're moving faster, right? The client
interview. And the name of your company is?
Local Splash, L-O-C-A-L, and then Splash, like a splash of water. 2 separate words. We're in Fountain Valley, California.
I think I've spoken with you guys before.
If I look back, the only time we've talked with you is yesterday.
Okay.
There's like 411 local. There's like other companies similar to ours, but not all of them are Google Channel partners.
Okay, well, let's give it a try then.
Okay. Robert, what is the best email address for you? Because I'm going to send you everything in writing.
R-O-C-A, and then the numerals 10958@yahoo.com.
Okay. I think I missed the very first part. Is it R-O-C-A you said?
R-O-C-A, Roca. It's the first two letters of my first name and the first two letters of my last name.
Oh, okay.
R-O-C-A.
Got it. 10958@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes, that's perfect. My date of birth.
Okay, all right. Now, Robert, so are you interested in the package with the Facebook ads?
Because yes, we'll give that a try because that's faster. Yeah, that's faster.
Yeah, it is because at least you have the ad campaigns running a lot faster and that can start generating calls for you. And then I'm going to send you these 2 emails, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one will say Google and Facebook marketing, and it's going to entail everything that I mentioned that's included in the package. The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, and that one just gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you know how to track your results with us. We're actually going to provide you a username and a password that you can log in and see what phone calls you're getting, view your keywords, and so forth. So I'm just sending you an example of that. Now, on the phone number that we're speaking on, you also can receive text messages, correct?
Yes. This is my business phone. This is the one that gets everything.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you a text message right now, and I would love for you to save that number in your contacts under Local Splash. So the 877 number is the number to our customer service. You're going to actually have a team that is dedicated to your account, Robert. Whenever you have an update, a change, a question, or a concern, you're going to call our customer service department. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Okay?
Okay.
We're on the same time zone. We're in Orange County, by the way.
All right. Cool.
Now, I also
love service Orange County.
Oh, you do. That's good to know. If I ever know anybody – you know who I'm going to refer them to. And I'm,
okay, thank you.
Yeah, I wish I would have known you like a year ago. I had a beehive and it was freaking me out. We had to call somebody and they safely moved them and took them somewhere. But yeah,
okay.
It's crazy. Now, your username is always going to be your phone number without the dashes, and your password, it's in that text, is cool, bing, one word, all lowercase.
Hold on.
Okay?
Username
is
my
phone number? Yes, with no dashes. And then the password, let me know when you're ready.
Password is?
Cool, C-O-O-L.
Uh-huh.
Bing, B as in boy, I-N-G. All one word, lowercase.
No caps?
No caps.
Okay.
All
lowercase. Cool bean.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like one word. And I put it,
yes.
It's in that same text that has our customer service phone number.
Okay. And the username, the same thing. It's just no spaces, none of
no
that
spaces.
Stuff.
No spaces. Correct.
Straight letters.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now,
so
Robert,
they're the same.
Yes, sir. Correct. Now, I want to put a security question on your account with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
What was her last name before she got married?
A-N-T, like aunt?
Uh-huh.
U-N-A-S. Antunas.
Okay, Antunas.
Okay, and that's the security security question.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why we put this. Let's say someone called you and they're claiming their local splash. I want you to always get into the habit to ask, what's my security question? Only because
okay.
If someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Now, Robert, what is your last name? It's just for the account purpose here with me.
Okay, my last name is spelled just like it sounds, if you understand Spanish. Camarena.
Camarena?
Camarena. It's a contraction of two words. It means sand bed.
Yes.
Camarena.
Got it.
C-A-M-A-R-E-N-A. Yes.
C-A-M-A-R-E-N-A. Okay, perfect. Now, the company name, I currently see it reading on your Google Business profile. Let me go back here. I just had it up. Southern California Bee Removal and Repair, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The address, 22519 Hawthorne Boulevard, Suite 11, is that an address that you do want showing? Or do you want
No, that's not the address anymore.
Okay.
It's 25117 Eshelman, but
okay.
I don't need it showing. I don't need the address showing.
It's coming up. Now, Eshelman comes up in Lomita, right? 90717?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask them is to hide that address.
Yes.
Do you want that address hidden? I mean, the one that's currently showing
yes.
right now? Okay.
Yes. Whatever address is showing, yeah, that should be hidden.
We're going to ask them to hide it. Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah, I don't need nobody showing up.
Yeah, we don't need anyone showing. No, and they don't want anyone showing up. Do you want it updated to the Lomita address, but the address is still going to be hidden? Google doesn't want it showing if it's not
yes.
a storefront. Okay.
Right.
So we'll have them update it to the Lomita address. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
And then we hide the address? Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, Robert, for the payment, the card that you're using, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name. I'm going to use my credit card.
Okay.
From Citibank. And
okay.
It's, in,
how does your name read on there, if you don't mind me
My asking. Name, my name is Roberto.
Roberto.
Okay. It's Robert
okay.
with an O. And
uh-huh.
then my last name, Camarena.
Camarena. Okay. No middle
yes.
initial there. It's interesting that you say Robert, my uncle just passed away a few weeks ago, but that was his name. His name is Roberto, but we always called him Uncle Robert or Theo Bobby, you know? Yeah. So when you said Roberto, I don't know why, I just thought of him for a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
And then is it the same billing address, the 25117 Eshelman
yes.
Avenue? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and I have the zip code 90717. Okay,
yes.
perfect. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's Citibank Visa. Capital One. Capital One Platinum.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
517-0597-7137-1375. And expiration date, 0825.
Uh-huh.
Security code, 292.
Okay. Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through, Robert. It's a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. I'm going to go over the billing date, the amount. I'm going to call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. I'm going to state when your second payment. And then I'm going to also state in there that if you need to pause or cancel your account, all we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that you don't get charged. Okay?
Okay.
Now, when I'm walking you through it, I want you to do me a big favor. If there is something that you do not understand, I want you to stop me and you say, needing, wait a minute, what does that mean? So that I can review it with you. And then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay.
I do have one question before we start.
Yes, sir.
There's another company named that I've used before that they have an app that is I found very very useful. They have how to leave the customer review.
Okay.
The customer gets a text and from the company,
right.
Not my company, their company, and it has a little connection thing
or a QR code.
You can click on it,
uh-huh.
And it automatically goes to review, and you don't have to do anything. You just fill it out whatever your review is, and you give it a 4 or 5 star rating. And it automatically goes to my account.
Yes, we have
Google account.
So we have, I'll tell you what we have. So in our system we have where we could, it's real simple. You just put the email address or the phone number and through our system it sends them the link or a QR
cool.
code. And it goes straight to your Google Business Profile reviews. They leave the review and it'll post to your Google Business Profile.
Oh, great! Because a lot of people like me, they're technically challenged, so they don't know how to leave a review. So if they have an easy way to do it, they will do it. Most because everybody I work with, they're very happy. I'm telling you, I leave a flawless finish. I match the texture on stucco.
Really?
You know, and what you call it? You know, smooth it out so that it blends in with the original. So once it dries, all you got to do is prime and paint it, and you can't even tell it was ever opened.
I
leave a flawless finish. If the roof, I take the roof apart like a puzzle. I save all the tiles. I don't destroy them put new tiles because the new tiles stand out like a sore thumb. And most of the time, you can't get the same color anyway. I save the old tile. And I take it apart like a puzzle. And put that to the side. I put all new material under the tile with bar paper and stuff like that when I close it up so that it's really secure. There's not going to be any leaks. And then I put the old tile over it. When I'm done, it looks like it's never been opened. Absolutely flawless. And so all my customers are just thrilled, you know, and they want to leave a review. If you look at some of my reviews, they're just glowing. Because they just love the way I work.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was reading them, and I was very admired by your reviews because, I mean, this tells me you do quality work, right? I mean, it's the modern-day word of mouth. Honestly, Robert, all it takes is one person to read a review from someone who's used your services, right? And they don't even know your company by name. They read those reviews. That's going to open up more new doors, right?
Yeah.
And
that's
why we encourage you to get reviews. We encourage it.
Yes.
We definitely do.
Oh, it's really important. Yeah,
absolutely.
So that's what I do. you know, I always ask them, you know, would you be willing to leave me a review? Oh yeah. And so I just send them the connection, the app, and text it to them, and they leave me a great review.
Yeah, we do. We definitely simplify it for you because we encourage it. We want to make it easier on you. And I'm telling you, all you do is just basically the link gets sent to them or the QR code, and it'll automatically post on your profile. So
okay, because see, half them reviews, they were without any kind of app, you know, and so those people could do it. But, you know, when I don't have an app, you know, I don't get reviews. It's hard for people to do it. Sometimes they do. But some of them reviews came from Nice Job. They're a pretty good company.
Yeah, awesome. That's awesome. And I did find your Facebook page. You know, on your Facebook, you don't have your phone number on there. Did you know that? On the business Facebook page, it doesn't have your phone number.
It should.
Yeah, it's not on there. Just an FYI. The website link's on there, but not the phone number.
I wonder why that's not there. I'm going to have to look at that because I'm pretty sure it was there.
I would take a look at it because I'm actually looking at it right now. I don't see the phone number on there. Like I see the post, right? I see the phone number in a posting from 2022, but what I'm talking about, like on the part that says intro, on that part, Robert, it has like your website link. It says Damage Restoration Service, Environmental Conservation Organization.
You're looking at the website? Are you talking about the website?
No, hon. I'm talking about your Facebook business page.
I didn't have a Facebook business page.
Yeah, you do. I'm looking right at it. I'll send it to you.
That's weird.
Yeah. You know what? Let me send you the link so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Give me one second. I want you to see it. Yeah, it even has your website on there. So
that's weird. I didn't hook it up. They did that. Somebody did that on their own. Yeah. I guess Facebook might have done that.
Well, Facebook couldn't have done it. Somebody did it for you. Somebody. Give me one second. Let me go back.
Yeah,
that's why I asked you if you use Facebook. If you don't have access to this page, you have a personal Facebook, right, at the very least?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. If you don't have access to this page, don't worry about it because we can create you a new business Facebook page so that way you have access to it because maybe you don't even have access to this one.
I'm pretty sure I don't.
Okay.
So somebody tried to steal my business. Somebody tried to steal my business about 2 years ago. And, which I got a notification saying that somebody had gone onto my website and were trying to claim ownership of the business, a change of ownership. And they said, is this correct? And, I automatically shut it down. I went right into my account and I responded to the email and told them, that I don't know who this person is.
We're going to create you a new business Facebook page and you're going to be you're going to hold ownership of it. We'll just be managers. So this way you have access to that one. So I'll notate it for them to create you a new one. Now I'm going to turn on the recording. Okay, Robert. So if there's something you don't understand, please stop.
Okay.
So we can review.
But before you do that, is there any way I can shut that page down? The one that I didn't build or anything?
I don't know how you would shut it down, to be quite honest with you, because you would have to have access to it to shut it down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it's just people's, a lot of my friends have had their Facebook, accounts hijacked.
Yeah. We have a way, like we'll tell you, like, don't click on any of these emails that come through. We tell you what to be very careful. Like if something comes through from Facebook, only because sometimes, like even I've gotten it where it says that I did a violation. I'm like, I haven't even done anything on my Facebook page and it's a scam. So we are very
proactive. I'm pretty sure that's what happened here. Somebody saw that I didn't have a Facebook business page, and so they jumped on it, and they've been stealing my business.
Yeah, we're very proactive. Your phone number is in a post, but it's not, like, in the intro part. And it has your website attached, too. So somebody created that for you, and they probably just didn't give you access, is what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But we'll make you a new page so this way you have access to it, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I'm going to turn in the recording, Robert, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So please state the name of your business.
Okay. Southern California Bee Removal.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Roberto Camarena, operator owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Robert, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So, as a result of increased visibility, I want you to be advised that you might get calls from other companies, third-party companies, right, that are trying to sell you other type of online products. They're not associated with our companies, okay? So what we ask from you is to just be very, very aware that if someone calls you and they're trying to sell you another type of online product, they're not us, okay? We're not going to ask you to spend more money. Now, what we do ask from you to be responsive, okay, to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls, text messages, and emails?
Yes, to the best of my abilities.
Perfect. Because we want to keep that open communication with us, because if you have an update, we need to know, right? So that we can update our changes, okay? So just if we call you, we just ask you to respond within 24 business hours, because we know sometimes you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call, right? So just respond within 24 business hours, okay?
Thank you.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 28, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Robert, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that on February 28th, 2025, you will be charged the discounted amount of $249. Now, once this term is completed, okay, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, Robert, all we ask is that you contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged and we part as friends. There is no cancellation fee. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to update your package. I'm going to process the payment in a couple minutes. You're going to get your receipt. It's going to be sent to you in a text message and in an email. The next order of business, and we'll go over that in a few minutes too. The next order of business is I need to schedule your client interview. The client interview, I'm going to block out an hour, but it takes about 30 to 40 minutes or maybe a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. And I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. How does your schedule look for today or tomorrow for your client interview? And you don't need to be in front of a computer.
Okay, I have a job scheduled for 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
So
Does tomorrow
from,
seem
from
better?
12, from 12 o'clock, from 12 o'clock up, I won't be available until, till after business hours. So we'll have to do it tomorrow morning at around between, like 8 a.m. and, and 8 to 10, I think, somewhere around.
I actually have 8 to 9. Will that work for you?
That would work fine
o'clock?
For me.
Okay, perfect. So let me do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. And it's just to let you know that tomorrow we're going to be calling you between 8 and 9 o'clock. Now, Robert, we're going to call you from an 877 number. So I just need you to answer all the calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you and you're in the middle of something, okay, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We'll call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Or if we need to reschedule you because you got a job or something, just let us know, okay? Now,
okay.
I will send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, just in case if it slips your mind. Okay?
okay.
Hey, sometimes I even forget myself, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I literally, my husband's all, what were you saying? I said, I don't know. I just forgot. I guess I had a brain fart. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Now, basically, with the keywords, right, your services, I mean, the obvious is bee, and I think you even mentioned to me yesterday wasp removal, right?
Yes. Some people call and they ask, do I do wasps? And I say, yes. I do removal and rescue.
Removal and rescue. Let me put that down. Okay. Removal and rescue. And what else?
That's
that
it.
That you do.
Removal and rescue.
Wanted me to notate.
Oh,
anything else?
Well, it's on my website. I mean, I do the repairs. I'm a one-stop shop.
Okay, so you're okay.
And
with
I'm the best. And if you
want to,
and if you want to say,
perfect.
I'm the best at what I do, you can say that.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving me permission to say that.
Yeah.
I think you know what? And the website's a great job. Whoever did the website, they did really good work on that. So I really wanted to tell you that. They did an excellent job. Now, let me go here and then, okay, perfect. So I'm going to put those. And then Robert, are you licensed and insured in the process, not required?
No.
I just asked out of habit.
Well, that's okay. I understand that. That's the reason I got into the business, because I'm a handyman finished carpenter, all right? And so I know all the construction stuff. And then when I went to work for this guy, and I found out you don't need a license. The only reason you need a license is if you're working with harsh, environmentally harmful chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, or the really bad chemicals.
Yeah.
That's the only time you need a license.
Okay.
And so I don't use those. I don't use those. I don't even try to use them. So,
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then, and no insurance or anything like that. Okay. So it's not a requirement. I just always ask out of habit.
Okay.
And then let's see here. Your Facebook page, are you just under, Roberto Camarena or?
My regular Facebook page, I'm under, Roca, R-O-C-A. I don't know why, but that's the way it came up. I think I used my email address to do the name of it, and it took my name. It took that as my name.
is your photo, well, I don't know if this is yours, though, if this is your Facebook page, because it looks like it's you and the missus. Is your profile picture you and somebody?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
You're talking about Yahoo, right?
No, I'm talking about your Facebook personal page, because what we're going to do is we're going to create your Facebook business page through your personal one. No one's going to see your personal page. It's just how they're created, so that way you have access to it.
I don't think I have any pictures in my Facebook.
You don't
personal
have any?
Page.
Okay. If you could do me a favor, this is your homework tonight. I'm going to give you some homework, okay?
Okay.
It's not a lot, I promise you. So let me put on here that you will provide link for personal Facebook, because we want to make sure that we connect it through your own personal Facebook page. No one will see the Facebook personal page. It's just so this way you have access to your business one. So I'm going to let them know that you'll provide that personal Facebook page link. Okay. I see your hours of operation are 24 hours, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to be. Some people get, how should I say it? They get bees coming in through the, during the, when the bees are swarming, they come in through the attic. And so sometimes people get trapped in their bedroom. They can't come out in the living room because it's filled with bees.
I need someone here now. No, of course. Do you want to only target 15 miles or do you want to go a little further out?
15 is fine.
Perfect.
I'm looking at my Facebook page. There's a picture of me in a white long sleeve shirt. Standing in front of a painting, it says Roca Roca. That's my Facebook.
Roca Roca. Okay, that's why. Okay, let me see if I can find it. Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Call or text. The only time I go into my emails is usually in the evening at the end of the day when I have to send invoices.
Okay.
Because, because this is this is tax write-offable. Home repair is tax write-offable. So I send invoices and warranties, in the evening, usually after 6 o'clock. I'm home after I showered and eaten, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, I'm sending invoice.
I'm going to put call and text. Perfect. Okay, and I found your Facebook.
You can call and text me during the day. Okay.
Perfect.
Do you see my picture?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's me. Long sleeve shirt, white shirt.
Yes.
And standing in front of a painting.
Yes, I see that. Okay, perfect. Got it. All right, awesome. And then what are the forms of payments that you take, Robert?
I take I take cash.
Okay.
Zelle.
Uh-huh.
Check. Or credit card. The credit card has a service fee though.
Yeah, that's okay. A lot of them do. That's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's at their discretion if they want to pay it or not, right?
Right. If they want to pay it through credit card, it's going to cost more. It's like $4 for every $100.
My aunt does that. When she was a taquera, she used to do the same thing. You know what I mean? She used to say, okay, if you guys want to pay, you either pay cash or you could pay credit card. I would laugh. I would tell her, because you want to hide the money, huh? And she goes, well, I give them the option. You know what I mean? If they want to claim out their taxes, I got to pay it too. So then you got to pay, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at
all. Yeah, but cash, Zelle, check,
cash
or credit
card. Zelle's nice.
Yeah, it goes straight to my business account, my business account with Bank of America. So
there you go. Good for you. Now, so the last things, Robert, I need you to find, there's going to be two messages or two emails that I need you to find, whatever's easiest for you. I know you got a lot of them. So there's one that'll say initial invoice. It's your receipt.
I got 52 emails. Let's see what we got. 53 now. It's coming up. Come on, dude. Let's go.
Okay.
It says local splash support, and then Nadine Medina. I have four of them.
Okay.
The first one is Nadine Medina. It says invitation, and then
which
initial invoice.
That one. Open that one. Initial invoice. Open up that one. Open up
initial
that one first.
Initial invoice. Okay.
Okay. This is your receipt. It goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Two sentences below, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Okay. Yes.
Click on where it says. Yeah, click on where it says click here.
Done. Took me to a local splash terms of experience.
Yes, sir. You're on the right page. Okay. Now, I want you to scroll towards the bottom. It's kind of like in the middle part. On the left side, it'll say mobile phone, and it has your phone number.
Yes.
Okay. There's two little boxes underneath of it, Robert. The first box is saying that you agree to receive text messages from us, from Local Splash. You're going to click inside the little box. Yes, sir.
Done.
The next box, you're going to click in it because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment and that your information is true and correct.
Okay. Good on that.
Okay. Perfect. Now on towards the bottom where it says sign and it has the arrow, click
yes.
in the box next to it and you're
okay.
going to type your name exactly as it reads there. No accent marks. Okay. I say that because
okay.
sometimes my phone does it, but you're going to put Roberto space Camarena and then you don't need to put the date because it's already there. And
okay,
then you'll click
yes,
on confirm signature.
Confirm thing. Done.
Okay. Now, did it open up a page telling you to put a username and password?
Yeah.
Beautiful. This is where you go in and track your results with us. Remember I gave you that username and password?
Yes. Hold on.
Okay.
Username and phone number and then
yep.
Cool
Bean. Password is Cool Bean. You would put
yep.
that in there and it opens up to your tracking and reporting system. In about 5 to 7 days, you could start going in there and tracking your results and start seeing the action that's going on, okay? Now, I need you to go back to your emails, and there was another one that said action
Hold on. I'm putting this in right now.
Oh, okay. Let's try it.
562-922-5625, and then Cool
and then
Bing.
One word, lowercase.
Yes. Well, yeah, they're both lowercase and one word.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
It doesn't go
and
up
then,
or down.
And then
what?
You log in?
It says click. No. What
yeah.
do you mean log in? It says remember
well,
me.
Oh, you can put remember me so that way it doesn't forget it.
Okay. I did that. Now what do you want me to do? It doesn't
okay.
go to another page then.
What it should open up a page when you log in saying that we're working on your account or we're working on your subscription. You
I don't see
that?
No login. I don't see nothing. It hasn't moved from this page. It says, welcome to Splash. Sign in
uh-huh.
with your credentials below. I put that stuff in and I hit remember me. And it's,
okay.
it's not doing anything.
And then there should be something that should say submit or log in.
Oh, shoot.
Scroll down?
It doesn't. There's no scroll down. It
okay,
doesn't.
Then go back and try it again.
Let me try moving this up. No. Oh, shoot. Local class identity. That's not letting me go down.
Can you start it from the beginning?
I can take everything out and do
take
it again.
Everything out and start it again.
Okay. Why it's not letting me go down anymore.
Did you hit the back button?
No, I'm trying to scroll down, so it's not letting me scroll down, and I don't know why.
Are you doing it from your computer or your phone?
My laptop. And for some reason, it's not letting me go down to the submit part. All right, I'll make the back arrow and try it again. Okay, boom, confirm signature. Welcome to Splash. No, there's still no way to get down. Yeah, it doesn't let me submit.
I'm going to have the technician look at it, so that way tomorrow they can try it with you on the phone. It could be because they're working on it.
So you don't want me to do anything?
No, you don't need to do anything right now.
Oh, so don't put my number or my
Yeah, don't do any of that yet, because I'm going to have the technician look at it. Okay. All right. Now,
okay.
The last thing, I need you to go back to your emails, and I need you to go to the one that says action needed.
My emails. Okay.
It would have been the one after the initial invoice one.
Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Right. Now, I want you to work on this, okay? So basically, we like to always be ahead of the game, just in case if Google were to ask. Now, some of these listed items that we need pictures of, you're not going to have them. Don't worry about it. Send us the ones that you have, okay? And the ones that you don't have, like I said, don't stress or worry about it. We just want these on hand, so if at any time Google says, hey, we need a picture of this, we already got it. These pictures will not post anywhere online, okay?
Okay,
now,
so you need a picture of my tools and or equipment.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Just a few. It doesn't have to be, like, you could put some of them in a pile and just take a picture, okay? Send us a picture of your work vehicle. Send us a picture if you hand out business cards. Whatever's on that list, send us whatever pictures you can. And whatever you don't have, Robert, don't worry about it. I know you use a lot of tools. All you do is just put a couple of them in a pile and take a picture of it. You know what I mean? Real simple.
Okay.
We just like to be ahead of the game. Okay?
And so
remember.
I just text them or something?
You can text them or you can email them. If you look at that, it has a link where you can upload the pictures or you can just text them. Okay? So we provide you an email.
By chat of a special client to provide your government, please log into your client dashboard. I don't know what the hell that is.
the client dashboard is where you track your results with us.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you help us figure? Okay, I'll try. I can text them. I don't know if I can.
Listen, it's okay. If it's easier for you to text them, then text them. Whatever's going to be easiest for you. Don't worry about it. We're here for you every step of the way. Okay?
Okay.
Now.
So what number would I text them to?
You know, 877-635-6225. Yes, sir.
6225.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Now, Robert, the last thing as a reminder. So tomorrow we're going to call you between 8 and 9 o'clock, and we're going to call you from an 877 number, so just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. I'm also, if I'm not on another caller in a meeting, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician, okay?
Okay.
If I'm not available, then they're going to call you directly. Now, remember, 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is going to be created. You're going to be in the directories, and you can start tracking your results in your client dashboard with the username and password we provided you. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live and visible. And what I'm always going to tell you in our terms and conditions, the first page placement, I'm still going to stick to the 45 to 60 days, although it could happen sooner, okay? But I'm still going to say that because I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver. Do keep in mind, we'll send you.
I fully understand that. I fully understand. When I'm doing a job, you know, a construction job, I think I can get it done in 4 days, I tell the client I need 5 or 6 days.
There you
go. This way, if I get it done in the 4 days, if I run into any problems, I'm still within the time
you
frame.
Exactly. Great minds think alike. So we'll send you notifications, too, as these steps are being completed. Other than that, Robert, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you. It has been such a pleasure.
Well, let's make the money.
All right. So we will talk to you mañana, okay? Have a very blessed day.
8 to 9. You too.
Yes, sir. All right, Robert. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.